Proclamation number 6021 of 12th of August, 1954. Divine order is love. You all have to integrate yourselves into my eternal order. Only then will your soul re-enter the state it was in the beginning. Therefore, perfection means nothing other than living in my eternal order, having the same will as I have. Because I cannot think and want contrary to my order of eternity, thus the same will must also be in my living creations which have shaped themselves into my image. And my law from eternity is love. No being can violate the eternal order which has shaped itself into love, and it will always be my image which has completely become love. It is perfect. For a creature which has become love is good. It is a divine being, it is a child of God. It is no longer just my living creation but my child, and thus it always lives within my eternal order, for love cannot act in any other way than in accordance with my will. But as long as my living creations are still without love in their state of free will, in their state as human beings, their way of life is not in accordance with my eternal order either. They will always act out of their self-love. A love which is not a sign of perfection but, as wrongly directed, contravenes my order. Only when unselfish neighborly love fills a person's heart will he live according to my will and approach perfection. Then he will fit into my law of eternity, for then my will be in him, then he will only ever think and want in the spirit of love, and this means that my will of love has become powerful in him, that he is permeated by my love and now creates and works in the same spirit. That I myself am in him through love and my spirit fills him and can never have an effect on him other than in my eternal order. Love is the stamp of divinity, love is the sign of perfection. Love is my fundamental nature, and therefore the created being which has become love must also be a creature similar to me, which therefore has also fully entered into my will and which now cannot move other than in my order. Even though it thinks and wants completely freely, yet this very will is guided by its love and thus its soul has entered into most intimate communion with me, who is eternal love itself. The human being now carries my will within himself, which has therefore fully and completely entered into the eternal order. Amen.